A lot of us pick up a little technique and try our hand at painting or watercolor or some art form. But few of us have the perseverance to do what one man has done, completed over 3,000 paintings. This week, I'm talking to Jack Scholin, a local artist from Grand Rapids, who has overcome much to pursue his art.
All through high school, I had a high school art teacher and taught me, and they were very good with watercolors. And then I've just developed it over the years. And at that time, I was more mobile. I can get around more. And I took classes and workshops and you know, just developed my style. And I've always liked the, you know, more precise detail work, you know. In my work, you got to have a lot of patience because you don't finish them in a day, you know. Some of them take weeks or even months.
Jack began early to learn his craft. He grew up in Hibbing and attended public school. His father was a science teacher. But by eighth grade, it was getting harder and harder to attend school. A stubborn and rare disease had taken hold of his body, but not his mind or spirit.
Okay, I have an extremely rare disease. It's the abbreviation is FOP, but the full name is fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva. And it's, as far as I know, there's like 300 in the United States, so extremely rare. And basically what happens is the connective tissue and muscles calcify and actually change to bone, and then that fuses my joints. So it's kind of a progressive disease, so it's changed over the years. But I'm still fortunate at my age, and I'm still able to walk with real short steps. The only major joint I really have left is my left elbow and my fingers, and everything else is, I can move some things a little bit, but very little movement. In fact, 20 years ago, I was naturally a right-handed artist, and I had to switch to my left because my right arm became locked at my side. Yeah, it's I've had it since birth, and one of the weird symptoms with it is short big toes. My big toes are about half a normal length, and it's so rare. We went to doctors when I was younger; they couldn't figure out what I had. I finally had to go to Mayo Clinic, and they were able to diagnose in Rochester.
Jack's preferred subjects are the wildflowers, animals, and butterflies that fill our northern woods every year in spring and early summer. When I met him in his studio, it was as if I'd stepped into a field. The walls are lined with his work. Most of his paintings are done in watercolor, but with so much detail that they come alive. He's learned his art from teachers, workshops, and mentors over the years.
I had a mentor when I lived in Hibbing. Her name was Marion Wharton, and she was actually my parents' age, but we would go together to the workshops, and she had a disability too, so sometimes I could carry things for her.
Going to work is hard for Jack. Because of his rigid limbs and joints, he normally lies somewhat flat in his wheelchair. But when it's time to paint, with assistance, he gets to his table and stands. As difficult as it is, it's clear that painting gives him a sense of purpose and pleasure.
Another thing I like to do in like my landscapes, if you notice that big winter one, a lot of times I'll hide hidden things in there, like birds and animals. So, you'll see some obvious, but there's some you really have to find. There's like 12 different birds or animals in that painting. And sometimes I know kids just love to search for those when they see that. So,
you're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Jack Scholin, a painter from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Naturally, I have to study the painting to see how many animals I can find. I remember as a kid getting magazines that had these hidden items in pictures. It was always a challenge to find every one of them. Jack is 59 years old. Getting out into nature is not as easy as it used to be, so he works from photographs and memory.
Our family has a cabin along the scenic highway north of here, And I've been on there out there all my life, and that's where I found a lot of those flowers that in from that card of yours. So I just love nature and being there. So I still get out there a few times a year. Yeah, butterflies are one of my favorite subjects to paint, and yeah, that's the one I call my wildflower collage. Yeah, it had all the different local flowers.
3,000 paintings. Jack has had several in-home galleries and had his work shown around the area. Some of the paintings have been turned into a line of greeting cards and are sold locally.
Before I lived here, I lived with my parents at our lake home for 19 years, and I had a gallery there, so a lot of times in the summertime I have quite a few visitors. And it was always a good feeling when I'd come back year after year, you know, just to see my latest work. And
Jack welcomes visitors into his personal gallery.
They're welcome to come anytime, you know, see my studio.
In the summer months, he does area fairs and festivals.
Oh, I do pretty well in the summer months. This year I'm going to do 5 local art fairs and the various. I'm doing one this weekend in Big Fork, and then I'm doing one in Hibbing and Grand Rapids here and Deer River and Black Duck.
This guy amazes me. Sometimes I have trouble just getting up in the morning, and here he is running around to shows and painting 3 sessions a day. And most recently, he decided to try and sell his work online at Etsy.
I now have an online store at Etsy.com, and so I have a lot of my cards and a couple of my originals on there.
Sometimes it's so easy to focus on things we can't do rather than focusing on things we can do. I take a good lesson from Jack Scholin. Do your art. Follow your spirit. Follow your passion. It can only add to your life.
It can be painful at times. They get what they're called flare-ups, where there's like swelling and the pain. And in fact, I'm going through one right now on my side a little bit. But one thing, though, it doesn't stop me from painting. No matter how I feel, I almost consider painting a like a therapy. You know, it just keeps my mind, you know, I like to think I'm fairly positive, you know, just, and you know, I can't wait to get to my paint table every day.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.